afternoon. Ruby Ryder from Pegging Paradise here, and I dearly hope it is cooler where all you listeners are than where I am right now, because it is hot where I am. And I don't mean the kind of, like, titillating, lusty, awesome, sexy hot. I mean just freaking weather hot. So, yes, in cooler parts of the country, I envy you. Okay, we've got a bunch of cool stuff to talk about. You guys have been writing in with just some of the coolest stories and questions. First of all, I'd like to say that I feel a little silly about recording the reminder for my class, which happened 2 days before the podcast aired. I guess I'm going to have to get used to recording a podcast early, which is something I occasionally do when I want to have the weekend free. So yeah, that was pretty silly. The class, however, went wonderfully. I think it was just an absolutely fascinating thing for the people who attended the class, and myself as well, to talk about the psychology of the pegging experience. And that was something that the owner of the venue, Kama Sutra Closet, requested that I include in the beginning class, and I think that that was a stroke of brilliance. There is so much psychology behind this, and there is so much psychology involved in the misconceptions and the fears, that it was really good to unpack that suitcase, if you will, and see where your stuff might be coming from that would make you reactive towards pegging in a variety of different manners as opposed to responsive. So that was awesome. But I also wanted to thank anybody listening here who went to the class, because y'all were just so engaging. I mean, that's what can make or break a class, is when people participate and ask questions and throw things in. So it just rocked. Thank you all for coming. It was really, really a wonderful time, and I hope to do that again very soon. I'm thinking about teaching a women's only class, sort of like an introduction to. Sometimes that feels a little safer for women to come. They don't feel like guys are coming to perv on them. But also, sort of like the girl time, let's get together and talk about the toys, talk about how we do all this. It's a little bit more easy to speak freely about this kind of stuff when the guys aren't around. And I would absolutely be happy to teach a guys-only class, too. Probably the next thing we're going to teach, and it will be at Kama Sutra Closet, is strictly anal sex. Anal play, anal sex. For either gender. I'd be happy to teach that class, and I think it is such a needed thing. Roy Lynn from Kama Sutra Closet asked me that, so that's going to be happening. We'll see if we can get it on the calendar pretty quickly. Okay, another thing that happened is, you recall how I talked about posting that lovely cock shot and then receiving a couple of lovely pics in the mail and how hot that was, and I felt like, oh, they're multiplying. I must be in, like, fantasy cockland or something. It was totally hot getting those pics. Well, I had been communicating with this wonderful couple by email, and they heard my comments about receiving more pictures, and they thought that they would just chime right in there, and they sent me a bunch of pictures on Twitter. The only problem was is that I had no idea that this was the couple that I had been communicating with. I did not make the connection. So they got dressed down a little bit, and I said, you know, please don't send me explicit pictures from somebody I don't even know. And I just got the email yesterday that all apologetic about it. I think I even blocked them on Twitter, which I will absolutely undo straight away. But, okay, hey everybody, here's how I feel about pics. I didn't mean for everybody to send their pics in to me, and certainly if you want to send pictures in, I'm all happy to look at them, but there are pictures I like and pictures I don't. If we've had some kind of connection and we've communicated, the pictures are far more interesting to me. This is a comment that was talked about in on my blog. But also, it's I walk a line between sexual and crude. I love sexual. Crude is just not my piece of pie that I enjoy. All people draw their line in a different place for that. My rules with sexual photographs are stay classy, be creative, and not too explicit. So let me give you an example of what I don't like. Dirty mirror shots. Yeah, you can take that and throw that away. Don't send those to me. But the creative part, you know, I've heard guys say, okay, a woman wearing just a little bit of something, a little bit of lingerie, is so much sexier than a naked woman. And they love that little tease, that, you know, leaving the little bit to my imagination sort of thing. Well, same here, guys. I really like leaving that little bit to my imagination. I don't like the totally explicit photographs, just not my cup of tea. So take that idea of leaving a little bit to the imagination to your photos, and please send them to my email, ruby@peggingparadise.com. Please not Twitter or Facebook. Facebook, that's an interesting place to be. You know, I walk that line really carefully, because if you get too explicit on Facebook, you're gone. But some of the people are friending me on Facebook. Good God, they're putting all kinds of porno shots on there. It's pretty interesting. I try not to be explicit, because I'd love to have that Facebook page for as long as I can. Who knows, they might decide that what I've put on there is pornographic, but I make sure not to be too explicit. So, yeah, send it to my email if you send them at all. And certainly I'm not encouraging all my listeners to send me all kinds of photos. But if you do, they will be totally respected in terms of anonymity, and I won't share them with anyone, just in case you are thinking about sending them. Okay, let's move right along here. I asked in a Reddit pegging thread. Reddit is forum boards, and they have zillions of different groups, and one of the groups there is the pegging group. So I asked in a thread there, I'll paraphrase the question, this may not be exactly how I asked it, but I asked basically the guys, how do your orgasms with prostate stimulation feel? Because I have described them as being 10 times more powerful than a regular orgasm. Because that's how I've had them described to me from men. And I'm wondering, I just sort of wanted to take a poll from the guys, how accurate that was. You know, if that sounded like it was accurate. Here is one of the responses I got that I just wanted to read to you. Okay, this guy writes and says, 10 times. I guess I've never attempted to quantify the power of my orgasms. I can tell you the following characteristics. One, I also shoot my load much further and harder from orgasms that correlate with anal penetrations. I can feel my cum moving along the entire length of my shaft. I often edge quite a bit before I cum during anal penetration because my body and mind go numb with pleasure after these intense orgasms. Two, I stay harder longer after getting off with anal penetration than I do without. I also get harder more quickly afterwards. Starting with anal penetrating orgasms has led to the longest, wildest, and most satisfying sexual romps of my life. 3. While normally not a talker, I cuss, moan, pant, and go crazy with a strap on stretching me. My heart races just thinking about the energy it fills me with. Number 4. Pegging and self-play is all I've ever engaged in. I'm always a switch, but I prefer the more submissive orgasm to the dominant one because of the intense, out-of-nature experience I have. I'm a corporate leader type, captain of sports team type by day and most nights. But the right woman can find a deep, wild lust that's animalistic. And so he closes saying, so I reckon that means it's a 12 times better orgasm. Hell, maybe even a baker's dozen. This is awesome. So, and this is what makes pegging such an exciting thing, I believe, I feel, is that there are the deep parts inside a man, you know, pun intended, right, that you can access with pegging, and I actually meant emotional parts. And, you know, you really can't access them any other way. And this is also a perfect example of all different kinds of guys like pegging. You know, here's a guy, captain of the sports team type, corporate leader type. It's awesome. It's not only a very specific type of man that enjoys this type of play. And as you've all heard me talk about before, you know, the one that attracts me the most is the alpha type male who has found that this type of pleasure, this letting go, this vulnerability, it just rocks his world. So, okay. As I squirm in my chair. Okay. Here we go. Moving right along. Here is the next thing. Some of these are just comments I wanted you all to hear, because what we're doing here, partly, I answer questions. I can try and answer any questions you have, but I'm also trying to share knowledge. I'm trying to share stories, because there's not enough of that in the pegging world. And I think that newbies who are checking things out, this is some of the things you guys need to hear. is how it happens with couples and stuff like that. So here's one. Dear Ruby, I posted a while ago during the beginnings of May, and I was quite hopeful that my wife would be turned on enough by the idea to try pegging. We had talked about it before, but she seemed to have no heart for the matter. Now, we have been married for just over 2 months, and with our mutually discovered nymphomania, she wants to try it. I am so excited that the hard-on I usually walk around with since we've been married seems even harder. Anyways, I just wanted to let you know the happenings, and I want to thank you for your support, albeit indirectly, of this whole experience. Oh, and for any of your readers who want to be peggies and their partner is reluctant, I would just like them to know that patience definitely pays off. I really enjoy hearing the success stories, and yes, patience is essential. For some of the women that I've been able to actually get them to articulate, okay, what was it? What was it that convinced you? Many times, patience is one of the essential components. Information is as well, so, and that's where my whole website and me sitting here talking to you all makes a difference, hopefully. But patience is huge. Don't push, just give her time. Okay, here's another letter. For a long time, I've been fantasizing about the whole getting fucked in the ass by a woman thing. And now my fantasies have come true. A while ago, I started dating a girl, cute, funny, sexy, everything I could dream of, but one night made our relationship very special. We were lying in her bed, naked. I was lying on my stomach, playing some game on my phone, and she sat next to me and we had a giggly conversation about stupid stuff. We had earlier been kidding about her, quote, fucking in the ass, end quote, without her knowing about my little secret. So when I was lying there, she turned to me and asked with a sexy smile on her lips, "Can I fuck you in the ass?" She had an innocent look on her face, and I thought she was probably joking, so I said, "Sure," and went back to my game. Next to her bed, she has a drawer with a dildo in it, and when she was reaching for the drawer, I guessed she was going to tease me with the dildo like she sometimes does. So I continued playing, having no idea of what she was doing. So when she sat up and instead reached over and touched my ass, I was surprised. It wasn't the dildo. It was lube. And before I could say a word, she had spread my buttocks and a cold drop of lube had hit my anus. Before I knew it, she had slipped her finger in there, and I got really excited. She started working in her second finger after a while, and I was shocked, amazed, but I was experiencing so much pleasure I couldn't tell her to stop. All of a sudden, she stopped and glanced at the drawer, and then our eyes met, and somehow we both understood what was about to happen. She took out the dildo, which at that point scared me and looked huge, but she lubed it up, and I shut my eyes and did my best to relax. And when I felt her gently slipping the dildo inside of me, I can't describe it. Knowing she had full control over me and the urge to bed her for more came to mind, but I couldn't speak. I was experiencing too much pleasure. After a long time, she finally pulled it out of me, and it was my time to slip inside of her, and I just could not shake the shower of feeling I just experienced. The best thing of all was, she liked it. She said it turned her on, and that she wanted to do it again. That's when I realized what an amazing girlfriend I have. Not long after that, we decided to stock up on some new toys for me, so we bought a vibrator and anal beads, and some more stuff which we have spent many nights full of passion with. So today we ordered a strap-on. I love he writes this all in capital, strap-on. And that's when I thought, I had to ask a pro like you, how do I make everything perfect? She's a bit nervous about the whole thing, so how can I convince her it's nothing to be nervous about? Since I don't want it to be awkward, I'm not that concerned, though I'm sure it will be great. It's arriving on Friday and I can't wait. Oh, well, I was just hoping you could give me some tips. This Friday he speaks of has passed, so I emailed this man and told him, you know, you guys probably figured it out, but I'm going to answer the questions anyway. How do I make everything perfect? You know, for the first time, you can't. And it's okay, and you can let that go, because it can still be an absolutely, totally amazing and wonderful experience. The most important thing for the first time is the connection that you two have, and that if you totally reassure her that no matter what happens, it's all okay. You stay in really good communication with each other, and you approach it like it's this playful, fun learning experience that you are definitely going to get better with over time, because pegging takes time to learn. The finer points of pegging and getting pegged both take time to learn. So, you know, expecting perfection the first time out, it's just not going to happen. The best thing you can do is have a playful, fun, close, loving, exploratory type of attitude to walk into this with. Now, to be a little bit more specific, you go on to, and you ask, let me go to your next question. She's a little bit nervous about the whole thing, so how can I convince her it's nothing to be nervous about? One of the things that women have a tough time with, sometimes, certainly not all women, is just strapping one on and how odd it feels, and they feel awkward. They feel like they look ridiculous. Now, I know I haven't found one man yet that says that they look ridiculous. In fact, men who are into pegging say a woman who has strapped one on is just can practically make them come in their pants just looking. It's so incredibly hot to them. So reassure her of that. How good she looks, how hot she looks, how amazing she looks. And, you know, also you can just tell her you're so incredibly happy and thankful that she's into anal play with you and how awesome she is. Just a lot of reassurance. Because she's learning a new skill that is fairly involved to learn. And the more support, the more acceptance and reassurance you can give her, the better. That is what makes for the best first experiences. And if something goes wrong, goodness sake, sex can often be very, very funny. You can just laugh at it and say, well, okay, next time we're going to do something different. So, deep breath and just let it go. It's really fun to try out doing sex from the other side of the street. It's really fun. And I would love for more people to embrace that fun as opposed to intimidating. Because, yeah, there's a lot to learn, but goodness, is it fun learning it or what? Okay, here's another letter. This is a really short one, but I just so wanted to put this in here. And this is from someone in Colombia. So I thought I'd announce that to start off with, because you can tell by the way that he speaks that this is someone who English is not his first language. And the only reason I know it's from Colombia is because I checked out the email address that it was sent from, and you know how you can tell from the domain, the different countries? Yeah, it was CO, so I had to look it up on the internet, and I found out it was from Colombia. Here we go. Hi. My wife fucks me with dildo. Once I said that I had dreamed cocks, but I do not like men. Maybe I should try with men. She said, no, I will fuck you and nobody else. Then we decided to play with my anus just to see. I liked it, and we involved a dildo in it. Now I want her to fist my ass. She said, it is a little weird, but she would try sometime. Please tell me if my story is useful. Take care. This is awesome. I love this. I really love the phrasing. I liked it, and we involved a dildo in it. Let's see. Yes, it's just, there are people all over the world interested in this. And, you know, I pulled up my Google Analytics. There are people from 122 different countries that are recognized by Google Analytics who have visited my site, because that's one of the things that Google Analytics can do for you, is tell you where your site visitors are coming from. I have had people on my Facebook post in Arabic. I'm just floored. This is something that is worldwide. And, you know, thankfully, for people who live in a lot of the freer countries, this is a totally okay thing. But keep in mind that some of these people who are really into this are in countries where it's not an okay thing, you know, where different sexual choices are not an okay thing, where it could even mean, you know, harsh punishment, or I'm not sure about this, but maybe even death if you get caught doing something like this. So give thanks if you're in one of these countries where it's an okay thing to be who you are and like what you like. And kudos to your people who are visiting from the countries who don't accept it as well. You know, your secret's safe with me. And keep coming and looking at the website and writing me these lovely letters. I'm happy for you, Mr. Columbia. very happy for you. Okay, here's another letter. Let me first say I love your blog. I found it through Tumblr and follow it religiously. Forgive me for spelling, as English is not my first language, but I try best to do it all right. I am a bit of a tweener, as I am not a submissive feminine guy, but I do have a thing for panties, and that is a topic of itself. My wife is a very sexual person. We have tried many things, yet it took a while to get her involved in the strap-on thing. We bought one years ago, and I admit I screwed up, as this thing was hung much more than I was, and at the time there was no way it was going in my ass, but my fantasies continued. My wife was not seemingly into the idea, but just wearing it and doing me with a smaller dildo got her as wet, so I took this as a positive. Much time went by, and due to the size, we played little with the strap-on, and more with fingers and the smaller plugs that came with the strap-on, but never with her wearing them and doing me that way. Recently, I bought a larger butt plug to get myself used to it, and also a suction dildo I could practice with when alone. Well, let me tell you, it worked. Now, I did leave this blog and some other stuff open that I know she looked at, which helped. But last night, she called me to the bedroom. She had the smaller attachments in hand, ready to do me, and she went to the drawer and got her big strap on. I helped her into it and guided her to the right place. Never before could this strap-on dildo fit, but now it did, and she was all over it. Now I admit, I will next time give a little more feedback, as she was somewhat uncoordinated, as anyone with a new cock would be. But for the first time of real pegging, it was awesome. We need to remember our lady lovers do not have the sensitivity to know just when they are deep or almost pulling out. My wife, who was not really fond of the idea, has taken to it firstly because she knows I like it, and now because she has realized it gets her pretty excited as well. I am sure it will not be our regular activity, but having it introduced and having a positive experience was very rewarding. Ah, awesome letter. Let me comment on a few things. One of the pieces of advice I give out a lot when people are buying new equipment is the two extremes of buying the really tiny, tiny dildo because you have a fear of what it's going to feel like, that it's going to hurt, or that your eyes are bigger than your ass. So for this person writing in, apparently he made the mistake of the eyes bigger than his ass. And you know, I think they're both just as common. I don't think that a lot of people make those two mistakes a lot, but if you're going to go one way or the other, I don't think that more people buy the bigger ones than the two small ones. So, yeah, I mean, good for you for going out and getting the butt plug and trying to get yourself accommodated to a larger size. I just ran across somebody just a few days ago who told me that their very first toy was the Fun Factory Share XL. That is a hefty toy. And he said, yeah, you know, had it to do over again, probably wouldn't buy that one for the first one, but worked up to it, and they're having great fun with it now. So here's another thing I wanted to comment about with this letter. He mentions in the beginning he's not a submissive feminine guy, but has a thing for panties. But once again, submissive feminine guys are not the only guys who like pegging. All kinds of guys like pegging, with the exception of the homophobic ones. It's awesome you have a thing for panties, reader. Combine that with the pegging, and it could be totally hot. There's a lot of us who do it and like it. I'm going to take a little tiny bit of credit for being potentially the thing that gave her that last little push when you left my blog open on your computer, but credit goes to you, too. You know, working it out and talking about it and patience, letting it evolve naturally is what I'm hearing. One more comment I have is you mentioned how next time you're going to give her a little more feedback because she was somewhat uncoordinated, as anyone with a new cock would be. Be a little careful with that. Be gentle, because you need to be careful about feedback in the moment while pegging. Picture someone in the middle of learning how to do something and feeling really awkward about it and really self-conscious. So your suggestions need to be gentle, so that, what do they call it? They call it a boner killer when it's a guy who loses his hard-on because a woman does something or says something that just kills the mood, well, obviously that's not going to happen with the strap on, because it's always going to be hard. But at the same time, you don't want to kill the mood. If she's feeling self-conscious already a little bit about learning these new skills, you want to be really careful in the way that you comment on or offer advice. And sometimes I think that with some women, and you're just going to have to decide what kind of woman she is, that advice is best given out of bed when you sort of have the conversation later about how that went and, you know, how you want to try it differently next time. That might be a good time to do it as well, as opposed to in the moment. I just think that if I was sitting there going at it with a guy, and he says, you know, it's a whole lot easier if you put your shoulder over here and you put this arm here, because then you can balance. Well, it might be really helpful, it might be really accurate, but it might also sort of intimidate me and think, oh, I'm so bad at this, I'm just, you know, I don't have had one of these, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. And it would be a bit of a lady boner killer, I suppose, in terms of the mood. Okay, here's another letter. This was in comment to my article on how pegging porn ruins it some to a certain extent for people who are interested in pegging, for the less kinky people who are interested in pegging. Here's this letter. I completely understand your view on pegging porn, but my girlfriend was tuned into the idea when she had searched my computer and found some of the sites I had visited. Neither of us had any experience in BDSM nor pegging, but as we continued to be together and felt more comfortable, she brought up the idea of getting toys. I was surprised when she mentioned toy for you too, and kind of played dumb and said it was her call. To her credit, she did not go into pegging right away, but rather had me relax and worked it in very slowly while taking care I wasn't being hurt. Regardless, we are now to a point where she very much likes the activity, but of course not nearly so much as I. We both enjoy restraining and some pain-pleasure play, but she has always been more dominant and seems to prefer that role. She has never liked more than a shallow single finger for her own backdoor pleasure, but she seems to have no problem dishing it out. I sincerely believe, in the end, that she knows how much I enjoy the act, which gets her off even more, and both the physical pleasure and the mental experience it brings about. I think patience is absolutely the most important factor. If a few hints are dropped or suggestions to your partner, she will pick it up eventually. If she doesn't, then I see a serious disconnect between giving the other partners what they want. I completely agree every couple should at least give it a shot. I'm going to say something about that very last part. A serious disconnect between giving the other partners what they want. This goes back to the GGG thing. You need to pay attention to what your partner's passions are. Good giving and game. And this comes from, as we know, Dan Savage, one of my heroes. And this is what we, hopefully, we're all striving to be in a relationship for our partners, and we are wanting our partners to be for us. Pay attention to what your partner loves, what they want, what they're asking for. And you spend equal time giving that to them, and you're game and open to any reasonable new suggestions that they think would turn them on. So, taking off from that train of thought, wow, major props to your girlfriend for not freaking out when she found the porn sites in your browser history. You didn't exactly say it was your browser history, and I was surprised at you, at how you phrased it. She had searched my computer. Well, I hope that was okay with you. Of course, if the reward is pegging, I think you could probably forgive her for searching your computer, but people do not search computers unless you're, well, no, I was going to say unless you're, you know, okay with whatever you find. I just think it's a violation of privacy. Just don't. People just don't. Worked out for you guys, though. That's the important part. And I think it's awesome how you two eased into the idea of it, and she eased into the act itself, obviously. Hopefully she educated herself a little bit, and that is why she eased into the act itself, because it's not something you want to rush into. And one more comment. You mentioned she has never liked more than a shallow single finger for her own backdoor pleasure. This is something I want to emphasize that I think in the beginning I did not emphasize enough in my article about convincing her to try it. Women can be totally down with pegging and not want any anal play themselves. So just because she's not into anal play herself doesn't mean that you can just throw your desires out the window, guys. Because there's a fair amount of women out there who have no desire for anal play whatsoever, but if they know that pegging turns you on, they're down with it. They'll totally strap one on. So don't eliminate your girlfriend as a possible pegger if you try the test of playing with her anally and she rejects you. That is not a good litmus test. It's possible she's not into anal at all because she thinks it's all dirty and weird and something like that, but it's also possible she's totally down for it. So persist gently. And again, here is one more person who says patience is essential. It's hard, isn't it, guys, when you're so wanting it and you're so craving it and you fantasize about it and you jerk off with thoughts of it, to have that patience. So that's a tough one. Take a deep breath and have the patience. I wish you luck with that. I wish you courage and strength. If you are in a relationship and you are trying to find that courage. Okay. I believe that's it. You can follow me on Twitter. I am Ruby_Ryder. You can follow me on Facebook. I have two things there. I have a profile, Ruby Ryder, and I also have Ruby Ryder's Pegging Paradise, the page. You can also subscribe to my blog, and buttons to do all of those are on the left-hand side of my website. I have some good news for you all. I have ordered a new microphone. Thank you all for suffering through the substandard sound. It's soon going to be remedied. I've got an awesome microphone that's coming, so you won't have to wince at the bad sound quality. I remember the very first podcast I listened to with Dan Savage. It was so obvious when he got a good microphone. It was night and day. So I look forward to offering you that same experience where it's going to be really much nicer to listen to. I encourage you to send me your questions, stories, or wonderings. All of them are welcome. As far as sending me pics, well, we talked about that. Be creative, don't be explicit, stay classy, and send them to my email address. And last but not least, by any means, I am in honor of Anal Pleasure Month, which I believe is another Let's Celebrate Sexuality type of holiday, if you will. I'm not sure if you can call it a holiday or just that they're marking this. I believe it's another creation of Good Vibrations, which is the sex toy company up in San Francisco. They're the ones that did Masturbation Month, so I believe this is Anal Pleasure Month. Well, I better start paying attention here because, I mean, this is like my month, right? So in honor of that, what I've done is I have discounted my top-level membership, which is usually $50 for full access to my site, to $30 for the month of August of this year. What will happen is that when you sign up, that first year will cost you $30 instead of $50. It does establish a recurring payment that then charges you $50 after that, but of course you don't have to renew if you don't want to. You can stop that on PayPal. So that is the August sale. It's quite a deal because the last time I posted a story, I believe I have 26 stories in my archives. And man, do the math. That is such a freaking hot deal. I can't believe it. Not just hot in terms of a good deal, totally worth your money, guaranteed to crank you up and get you excited many, many times for that little $30. But also, it's a hot deal because, well, there went that train of thought. I got distracted with the getting excited and the titillating and the way the stories go. To turn people on with my stories again is, I've said this before, I'll keep saying it, is an honor. I'm so pleased and so thrilled that I can actually turn you guys on with my words. So yeah, it's a hot deal. You really need to take advantage of it. It's only going to last through August. Okay, I'm going to go find someplace cool to be. It's about 100 and something here where I live. I'm going to go find a nice air-conditioned place. I hope you all have a lovely week. And I will be back at you next week. This is Ruby Ryder, Pegging Paradise.